This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is the result of sustained patience. Mr. Modi said this while addressing NDA MPs at the parliamentary party meeting at the Parliament House complex. India and the US have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian products to 18%. Industry bodies have hailed the finalization of the India-US trade deal, saying this will boost bilateral trade and create employment opportunities. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that the India-US trade deal is a historic and forward-looking agreement that places India's national interest at the center. He added that the trade deal strengthens the country's position in the global economy. Mr. Goyal was addressing a press conference in New Delhi. The minister said, under the decisive leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India negotiated from a position of strength and secured a deal that reflects the confidence of a rapidly growing economy. He noted that despite complex negotiations and challenges such as high reciprocal tariffs, India successfully protected its core interests while ensuring fair and balanced market access. He said that under the deal, India's agricultural interests have been fully safeguarded and no compromise has been made on the livelihoods of the farmers.
भारत के भविष्य को चार चांद लगाने वाला ट्रेड डील
A trade deal that will add great momentum to India's future was finalized last night under the leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This trade deal will bring many opportunities for India's economy and for the country's 1.4 billion citizens, every poor person, farmer, fisherman, rural youth, young woman, our sisters and women.
सभी के लिए ढेर सारे अवसर लाने वाला ट्रेड डील माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कल तय किया.
8 opposition MPs of the Lok Sabha have been suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behaviour in the House. The MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hebe Hedden, Dean Kuriakose, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress and S. Venkatesan from CPIM. The House today witnessed repeated adjournments due to the ruckus created by the opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, Trinamool Congress, Samajwadi Party and others, over various issues including India-China relation and India-US trade deal. When the Lok Sabha assembled after third adjournment at 3 p.m., the opposition MP started protesting over these matters. Presiding officer raised objection towards the unruly behaviour of the MPs for throwing out paper towards the chair. Later, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju moved a resolution seeking suspension of the 8 MPs for their unruly behaviour and misconduct in the Lok Sabha. The House approved the resolution with a voice vote. After that, the chair adjourned the House for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address on the commencement of the budget session. The motion was moved yesterday by nominated MP C. Sadanandan Master. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO today carried out a successful demonstration of solid fuel ducted Ramjet SFDR technology from the integrated test range at Chandipur off the coast in Odisha. The Minister of Defence said this demonstration will enable the development of long-range air-to-air missiles to give a tactical edge over the adversaries. The Ministry further said that the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh complimented DRDO and industry on their successful demonstration. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, soared over 2.5% today. The markets opened with a historic rally supported by the announcement of long-awaited India-US trade deal. The Sensex zoomed 2,073 points to close at 83,739, while the Nifty climbed 639 points to settle at 25,728. In the Women's Premier League, WPL Cricket Gujarat Giants were 53 for 3 in 6.5 overs against Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash at the BCA Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara, when reports last came in. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and elected to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.